is Liz Fox at Positively Ocean, where we celebrate the ocean and look at what's working well. This week's story takes us to the shores of San Francisco, a city that drums right up to the edge of the ocean. And the ocean responds by carpeting the city in its signature dense fog. Daily, flocks of birds and rafts or pods of marine mammals frequent the beaches, and other days they wash up dead. But which changes are significant, say, from a catastrophic pollutant like oil spill? And which changes are part of the normal ebb and flow of where the ocean meets the land? To answer those questions, scientists need data, and lots of it. That's why Beachwatch, a long-term volunteer monitoring program, supports a cadre of ocean fanatics to scour the shores monthly. It all began after the 1971 oil tanker collision at the mouth of the bay. Scientists knew that the slick had devastated coastal life, but they couldn't quantify it. Without accurate accounting, no one could specify cleanup demands. So scientists at the Point Reyes Bird Observatory, now known as the Point Blue Conservation Science, began counting. They assigned community members, citizens and non-citizens alike, to specific plots of the beach to observe and record birds and marine mammals, both dead and alive. Dr. Sarah Allen collected and crunched beach data when the program began. Today, she is the science program lead for the National Park Service, Western Division.
What is terrific about the Beachwatch program is that this is a highly trained group of volunteers, and because they're really well trained, the data has held up to scrutiny.
By highly trained, Allen means that Beachwatch volunteers study and practice rigorously for about 80 hours with a mentor before they hit the beach on their own. And most volunteers stick around for years, becoming true experts in their assigned areas. The investment pays off. Because of its historic reputation, scientists and policymakers trust Beachwatch data to inform their decisions.
Its foundation can be applied to any potential threat.
Allen said that Beachwatch data clearly demonstrated the fatal effects of gillnet fishing on marine mammals and birds in the 1980s. Then resource managers decided to ban the practice in some parts of coastal California. Likewise, regulators changed shipping lanes to avoid large marine mammal feeding grounds to reduce the potential for ship strikes. Now under the leadership of the Greater Farallones National Marine Sanctuary and the Greater Farallones Association, the Beachwatch program has grown its number of volunteers and expanded its geographic reach and added to its tallies evidence of ambient oil, those tar-like beach blobs that regularly wash up. Today, Beachwatch includes 150 volunteers who cover the 210-mile stretch between Point Año Nuevo in San Mateo County and Manchester Beach in Mendocino County. While volunteers typically already care about the natural world, their participation in Beachwatch ensures more of the public has a greater understanding and perceived stake in policy outcomes.
They're also your best advocates because they are experiencing real-world things that happen on their beaches. They're finding California sea lions that are starving because there's an El Nino event. They're finding dead whales that have been hit by ships. And so they can be an advocate and communicate their own personal experiences to the broader public.
The Greater Farallones Association will host two Beachwatch volunteer orientation sessions this summer. The first is in Gualala on Saturday, July 8th from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And the second is in Bodega Bay on Wednesday, July 12th, 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. After orientation, new volunteers must complete an 80-hour training in August. To get involved or for more information about Beachwatch, visit farallones.noaa.gov. That's farallones.noaa.gov. And that's an example of folks doing right by the ocean. Until next time, I'll be searching for all things Positively Ocean. For Ocean Currents Radio on KWMR in West Marin, this is Liz Fox reporting in Berkeley, California.